Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, the Champions League results did not change for the German sides. All but one side, RB Leipzig, picked up points. However, the Bulls rebounded with a win over Bochum.
Yeah, RB Leipzig, the Bulls, you know, their one highlight all season long has been Christopher Nkunku. You know, he's been incredible. You know, he's been the only highlight of offense in the Champions League. He scored in both cases, a hat trick the first time, scored the second affair, but in a losing effort. And then he scored a brace to help them defeat Bochum. That's not a difficult opponent. Bochum second to bottom in the table. You know, they've only picked up one win all season long, but Jesse Marsch has had a difficult road, you know, leading Leipzig. Leipzig were supposed to be a contender. You know, they bring in Silva. That's supposed to add a spark offensively, but they're right in the middle of the table, you know, and I'll go back to the one highlight, you know, Christopher Nkunku. He's real special. I think he's playing himself kind of a way to leave. You know, he's been linked to Real Madrid. Reportedly, his agent has even, you know, tried to figure out an offer to see, you know, if a deal can get done sooner rather than later. Now, he is under contract until next summer, but, you know, this season he's been remarkable on all fronts. And I think typically when you see players step up like that, you know, potentially they could leave. Now, his agent, you know, is known to getting deals done. A lot of moves are going to be made soon enough, you know, but his deal is only around 40 million. You know, that's not the biggest amount of money for a midfielder with his capabilities. I mean, he's only 23 years old. You know, I think he looks good moving forward. We have to wait and see. But as Leipzig goes, you know, Leipzig just aren't the Leipzig they were under Julian Nagelsmann. I think everyone knows that. You know, they're eighth in the standings right now. That's very un-Leipzig-like when you consider the expectations attached to the club. But, you know, it's a long season ahead of us. We have to wait and see. But as long as Nkunku keeps on performing the way he is, you know, I think the team will steadily improve.
Dortmund's Erling Haaland, who's been linked to PSG recently, ruled himself out versus Augsburg. However, Dortmund still managed to pick up the victory.
Yeah, you know, it was Julian Brandt. Julian Brandt was part of this older class that came over to Dortmund with Thorgan Hazard, you know, and I think it was a defender. You know, his name escapes me, you know, at the moment. But nonetheless, it's good to see Julian Brandt step up, you know, and make a difference, because the team pretty much seems to revolve around the success of Erling Haaland. He's been missing, but the team has been doing very well. You look at where they are in the standings. They're third. You know, they're 15 points right behind Bayern and Leverkusen, who are tied on points right now. You know, so Erling Haaland, you know, him missing, ruling himself out. The word is that he was training. Marco Rosa, the head coach, you know, noticed obviously he couldn't give it his all. So he told him to sit down and recover, you know, as he should. You know, those links to PSG, you know, could materialize, because Kylian Mbappe, you know, for all intents and purposes, will depart, leaving another vacancy at that club. They signed big names. Messi, Haaland would seemingly fit, you know, with that main attraction that's called PSG these days. You know, but speaking of Dortmund domestically, you know, picking up the victory is important considering the absence of Dortmund. You know, it's good to see. And he's not the only player missing. Gio Reyna, you know, the young American, is missing as well. You know, so I think when Dortmund are in full strength, you know, for all intents and purposes, this upcoming match day, you know, after the international break, they can, you know, see themselves get a boost in the standings if Leverkusen and Bayern, who face off against one another, stagnate, you know, end in a draw. You know, so Dortmund are in a really good position, you know, despite missing their key player and striker up front.
Chris, Bayern, who lead their Champions League group, hosted Frankfurt on Sunday.
Yeah, right. You know, save the biggest game, the biggest headline, you know, a first on both sides, the first defeat for Bayern Munich and the first victory for Frankfurt. Now, if you want to defeat anyone to get your engine going in the right direction, you got to go at the top. You got to, you know, dethrone the king. You know, and they did that, especially, you know, in Bayern's backyard. You have to give a lot of credit to Kevin Trapp. He was stellar between the posts, you know, preventing a few goals, you know, that could have changed the outcome. Lewandowski, firing blanks. It's often that's a rarity, with Lewandowski up front. He missed a header earlier in the match. You can see the expression on his face. Everyone watching, I'm sure, felt the same way, because he tends to find the back of the net in those situations. But nonetheless, Kevin Trapp stood up defensively. Leon Goretzka, it looked like that he was going to do it. But for Frankfurt, Filip Kostic was a difference maker. First, he sets up a goal, and then he comes in later to score the deciding goal. You have to give a lot of credit to Frankfurt. I did mention the last time we talked, Frankfurt defeated them the last time they met in the Bundesliga. Maybe they're on their way to a streak if they can complete the sweep when they meet again later in the season. But no one's perfect. It's just a dent in Bayern's armor. I think a more decisive match is the match they have coming up with Leverkusen, but defensively, Frankfurt, passed the test with flying colors. And offensively, in a late effort, you have to give a lot of credit to Kostic, because, he was the hero of the match, in my opinion. But I'm sure Julian Nagelsmann and company will go back to the drawing board and figure out how to execute in situations, that they failed to do against Frankfurt.
Like always, Chris, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, just staying on the Frankfurt theme. There was international action, European action in the Europa League. Kevin Trapp, the goalkeeper, he had fireworks thrown at him, which exploded by his feet, had to get medical attention. Nothing was wrong. He resumed play, but it just goes to show, as things change, more fans attend these games, the atmosphere changes. In the case of Kevin Trapp, he's lucky that he was healthy, because without that health, who knows, Frankfurt could have gone on to lose that match, against Bayern Munich. It's good to see and sad to see at the same time. Hopefully the fans can keep it together, because it is great to see exciting football, but you have to keep your emotions in check.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.